For many of us, life without a personal computer would be simply unthinkable. Would you believe that the first IBM PC was launched on the world market just 25 years ago this Saturday? In the Czech Republic, an estimated 2.5 million of the country's 10 million inhabitants now own a PC, and some 400,000 personal computers are sold every year. But what was the situation like here a quarter of a century ago, when the PC was a luxury and the communists were in power? Dita Asiedu spoke to Petr Kopsky. He's from the IT magazine Inside.
In countries of the former Soviet bloc, computers, including personal computers, were for institutions and for businesses, not for individual people. Partly because of price, partly because PC was potential machine of change, of revolution. If you can freely work with information, you can do almost everything with people's minds. And our leaders knew perfectly about this, and they maintained control on such things, even a copy machine was under strong control. And besides, it has to be imported to socialist countries from the West, which...
What did it take for people here to get their hands on them?
Let me say something personal. I was a university student in 1981, student of computer sciences, and I have never heard about the launch of IBM PC, not before 1986, I think. I have never seen such a machine before 1986. Almost no one was able and allowed to have and use this machine. It was the big difference between East and West, that in the West it was something for individual people.
As you said, it was 1981 and the communists were still in power. Was there a Soviet counteroffer to consumers?
In the end of 80s, some PC-compatible computers were produced in the Eastern Bloc, especially in Bulgaria. It was the main producer of personal computers for the socialist countries. There were also some PCs produced in Czechoslovakia as well.
Were they different from the PCs, the IBM PCs, or the PCs from the West?
No, basically they were the same. The only difference was in the quality of parts where computers made from. These were copies of Western parts, of Western chips and so on, and they were not as reliable as originals. But this was the only difference. We used the same software. Illegal, of course.
It seems like Czechs are actually quite computer literate. And also you have lots of IT specialists coming from this place.
It sounds great. I'm not sure whether it is true. But I think clever people in the communist regime used to study technical sciences rather than anything else, because it was the only field you can do something freely. So in my generation, it may be part of the explanation.
How affordable or accessible are PCs now to or for the ordinary, average Czech citizen compared to citizens of other Visegrad countries and then citizens of Western EU states?
Well, you can buy a decent computer for an average month's salary here. It's still more expensive than in the Western Europe or in the US, but it's not that bad, I think. Other question is what to do with that, because it's still an expensive thing just to play with that. When someone buys a computer here, it's mainly for making money or doing some work on that. It's perhaps the main difference now between the usage model in the East and in the West.
And that was Petr Kopsky of the IT magazine Inside talking to Dita Asiedu about some of the fascinating changes in meaning that the PC has gone through since 1981.